B-Pod Studios.
So damn proud!
Mike Cosnelli Show, 97.5, the Fanatic Sixers Toronto Raptors tonight. What is the status of that line tonight, Tyrone?
It had moved down.
What is it? Is it minus three?
I think it's still minus three. Let me do a double check now. It had moved a little bit. It is still three. It went down to 2.5 when it was announced that Lowry would play. It went up to three. 96% of the money line on the Sixers.
Oh, Sixers tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's what it says right now. Yeah. So it was 4.5 when they thought he was going to play. 2.5 when he said he was going to play. Now up to three. I actually like the Sixers now with that line. Right now.
All right. Let's go Curtis in Overbrook. Curtis, you're a 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how you doing today?
Curtis, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm enjoying the discussion today as usual. Mike, you always bring in something extra to the table. I love the Flyers discussion because me being a black guy, man, I still remember one of the first hockey stories I ever talked to about was somebody else my age, and that was the time when Ron Hextall scored that goal. And I still remember that. And I was talking to a friend, and I grew up in the hood. So my friend, I only had one person besides an uncle of mine I could talk to hockey about, but I was interested in it because I had to give him credit. Hey, listen, man, if you could skate around like I saw them doing on skates and doing all that stuff, you got to be crazy to respect a hockey player. You out your mind, man.
No, hockey players should be respected. They're tough.
It's a tough sport, man, and I've always enjoyed it. I grew up watching it, and you know what? Honestly, hey, man, all it takes realistically is find a friend, somebody that you could discuss about it, that y'all want to take a, you know what I mean? It's the hockey challenge. Call it the hockey challenge. And y'all sit down and y'all watch a game and y'all start, you know what I mean? It only takes one person to have a discussion and be able to talk about it, you know what I mean, and keep that discussion going. So that's what I'm challenging every brother out there who watches.
Have a brother hockey party. And have Martinez be the usher.
I don't know about that. No. There you go, Mike. Now, I got another point I wanted to bring up. Right. I meant to bring that up before the hockey point. I got a guy who I'm hoping that the Sixers might take a look at a two guard who might be able to play three form is Kent Bazemore down in Atlanta. Because you can see there he's been not playing a whole lot, and I expect that they're going to move away from him. And
I like Kent Bazemore a lot. I think he would really help them as a perimeter player. Let's see what his contract is, though.
Yeah, well, he might be related to me, Mike. So let me see if I can link up.
His average salary is $17.5 million.
Yeah, that's a little high, but hey, at this point, we need another player off the bench right now.
Well, actually, you do, but you got to figure out who you're going to trade for him. That's why I brought that number up.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Do we have an inspiring contract like a million?
No, you got Wilson Chandler. You'd have to trade Wilson Chandler and Fultz in some kind of deal.
Yeah,
Wilson Chandler, maybe Furkan, get it done. Wilson Chandler and Furkan, get it close.
Yeah, because Wilson Chandler's hamstrings, like he's been shot in his hamstring, man. Every couple of days, there's something wrong with his hamstring.
Yeah, he's got it to a point where the health is just, you know, he's just losing it.
Yep. All right, Mike, man. But hey, man, keep that hockey talk up, man.
Oh, no, I like it, brother party. Tyrone showed up with a rule book, laying out the rules.
Yeah, some of the stuff is they made it simpler though. Once they took away the two line pass, you know the penalties you kind of can figure out just by watching the game.
Yeah,
offside.
People have a problem with interference. As a penalty, they don't really understand. People that don't know hockey don't know what interference is.
They don't call that often.
They call it a lot.
But that's not a deal breaker where I don't understand the game because of one little call. You get the slashing, the roughing, and all
those.
They
don't get the offside.
That one's easy.
But they don't understand the offside. The puck goes in first. Puck always has to go in first before the man. It's really simple.
Right.
And puck in first, man second.
Right. Now, I did, the two-line pass used to annoy me because it didn't make sense to me. I understood the rule, but I was like, well, why can't you throw a long pass? Like, why couldn't you? But they took that away. That makes it easier.
Right.
So, I think you could get it in a week. If you watch seven games, you could probably get all the rules.
Yeah. If you invest it.
Yeah.
That's why you got to watch the big game on Thursday. Kevin, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Kev?
First, let me say, I have been watching hockey. I don't know if you remember this or not, but the Daily News had the Iron-Ons bring on Mars. I ironed it on my jersey, on my T-shirt when I was young. That's how long I've been watching hockey.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool, man. That's good dedication.
Yeah, and I'm a 2-for-4, man. I'm a Flyers man. I'm a Phillies man.
That's it? Just 2-for-4?
Yeah.
I love
the Raiders, and I love the Celtics.
No.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Raiders and the Celtics, for what reason?
Well, I don't know if you remember this or not, but back in the day, they had a game, or like a talking game. You put the disc in, and they play you like a little bit of a football play or something, and they did Dal LaMonica. The ones I had was Dal LaMonica.
Come on, man. That's a stupid reason.
That's my reason.
Come on, Kevin. Stop it. Dal LaMonica.
Yeah. And the Celtics, when they got Larry Bird, and they got Robert Parrish the same year, and I fell in love with them.
Oh, silly.
I'm 2-for-4. I'm sorry. I'm 2-for-4.
You get the Ziggy. How's that? Let's go to Josh in Red Hill. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Mike, how about this weather today? I can almost smell golf.
Huh? You can really smell golf out there at 66. Just that the courses are all soggy right now.
Yeah, well, maybe the groundhog was right, though.
Yeah, it's going to get cold tomorrow.
Coming early.
It's going to get cold tomorrow. It's supposed to snow next week.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Trust me, it's the only job you can do wrong every day.
Well, man, I got the app right in front of me. Cold tomorrow, boom. 42 with a low of 38.
Yeah, that's 42. That's not bad for February.
Not bad. It's supposed to rain. Three straight days supposed to rain.
Well, it's rained every day this year.
And it's Saturday, and, the sun comes out, but it's only 34 at a low of 18. Still, you can't golf.
I got you. Soon, March.
Yeah.
So, hey, I go down with my 11-year-old daughter who's discovered basketball this year,
mm-hmm.
and I buy tickets the day of the game on the way down, and StubHub drops the price every hour it gets closer to the game, and I haven't paid more than $50, and I seat in the corner, 17, 18, 19 rows up, and we go for a reasonable price. Parking, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys complain paying $180 and this and
that.
Yeah,
those days are over. You can get a good ticket in the corner behind the goal or right behind the goal, like 17 rows up, 12 rows up. For $45.
Yeah, and I think if you wait, I bet you if those tickets aren't sold on Thursday, they're going to come down probably 30, 25, 30
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, they might.
So, and Mike, my other question is, what is the Sixers going to do? Are they adding anyone? They're going to stand
Yeah, they're adding someone because they just got rid of Corey Brewer to open a couple spots. They will add somebody.
Are we going to see the rookies end? Fultz by the end of the year?
I don't think you're seeing Zaire Smith. You are seeing Zaire Smith? Do you think so? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't have any idea. He's out of sight, out of mind for me, that kid. I can't waste my time thinking about him anymore.
Yeah, so. All right, thank you very much.
All right, Josh, you got it. Hurts my head.
They both rookies. Patton, not what I mean rookies, I mean
Patton. Patton's in the G League, right?
And so is Zaire.
And Zaire's in the G League.
You're going to see both of them play in a... If they're not traded, you will see them in a Sixers game this season. That doesn't mean they're going to make an impact. That doesn't mean they're the difference.
Delaware Blue... what are they? The Blue Rocks? No, what are they? The Red Rocks?
Blue Coats?
Red Rocks.
Yeah. Red Rocks is the concert venue.
The Blue Coats should be on television with those two guys.
Well, now they probably will be. They got the arena. Because before they were playing day games at the Wells Fargo. Now with the arena, they probably
all right. Let's get a couple TV games.
They should have some TV games.
You know,
yeah. But I wouldn't be shocked. I think I would be shocked.
Take the Mike Mussinelli show off of evening, drive time or prime time night.
I like the Mayor's Jacket.
And go with the Delaware Jets.
I'm just playing. Yes, show the Blue Coats. Yes.
All right, let's go to Ken in Nazareth. Ken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ken,
Mikey, how you doing? What's going on, Ken?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I had to call in because you're finally talking about baseball, and I got to chime in on this Bryce Harper thing.
Mm-hmm.
I agree 100% that he is what the second thing that they should be doing every day, any day. And I don't even know why they would even bother considering somebody like Manny Machado, to be honest with you, when Bryce Harper is going to be a superstar in our lineup and for our fan base going forward. But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking
about Manny Machado could be the same thing. That's not like, you know, shortchange him.
But don't you think, all right, before I ask this next question then, don't you think that it's better to have a lefty with Hoskins instead of another righty with Machado and everything else they got going on?
Yes, I do. But again, I'm not going to complain if they got Machado.
Okay, that's fair enough. But here's my real question, the reason why I'm calling. Is this a bad sign for the Phillies that it's taken this long for him to make his decision? Like, is it the longer it goes, the worse it is for us? No, or
I don't think so. I think the agents are playing these games where they're trying to milk the last dollar out. And the Phillies can make it real simple by, like, give them a price that is negotiating kind of against themselves. And they obviously don't want to do that. But, so I hope that they think they're doing the right thing. I would have been in already. I would have had Harper already.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to money, years, whatever this guy wants, I don't understand why they have
$350 million for 10, it would have been an end of story for me, and then we move on. But I don't think they think the 10-year contract is poison. They're waiting for it to come down, that they don't believe that anybody else is going to give them 10 years, and they believe they'll have the best offer on the board. Phil in Brookhaven, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Phil.
How's it going?
What's up, Phil?
I was just wanted to talk about, how do you think the Sixers will do in the playoffs?
Right now they will lose probably before they get to the Eastern Conference Final in their current form. If they get a couple players for the bench, they will play for the Eastern Conference Championship.
Do you think if they get Mirotić, they could beat the Celtics?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible to get Mirotić?
Yes.
What do you think we'll need to give up?
Well, Fulte. We'll head the package. Say goodbye to Fulte. That's the guy. The only really guy they have to trade is him.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's their problem. They don't have a lot of value they can trade.
Mm-hmm.
If he and they have to have the other team see that he has value, which I'm not even sure. That they look at it that way.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, thank you.
Just hang in there, Phil. Phil sounds like a young Skippy.
Yeah, and he's
concerned.
Yeah, and I think he wrote his questions down, which is fine for your first time.
Yeah, he's a young Skippy.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's a younger kid.
Yeah,
I'm like 16-ish.
Yeah, I'm anxious about this deadline. Because I know they're making a move.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know what, because tell you.
Well, Thursday be a big monster show.
Where my expectations are.
Big monster show Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's get Socrates in Montreal here. Socrates, what's up?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
My
man.
Pleasure,
how
brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call. I was driving home from work listening to you guys on the app on my phone. Excuse me, on my phone. And you guys were talking hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how Montreal is with their hockey up here.
Oh, sure.
I'm originally from Bucks County, actually, from mm-hmm. Levittown.
Oh, look at you. You moved up there?
Yeah, my wife's from here.
Oh, you guys speak Francais?
I speak mangez-moi, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, that stuff.
Oh, nice.
The dirty stuff, no.
All right.
So anyway, I'm really excited about the Flyers right now, mainly because of Carter Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's still young and everything, but it's really looking good that they found their goalie and everything, and you know.
Yeah, he's definitely energized them. But I don't know, for me, a high-scoring forward energizes me more than a goaltender. It's always been that way for me. I don't know why.
But let me ask you, don't you think a goaltender can steal you?
Yeah, it can. I'm excited more by the forward sniper.
Okay.
You know, that guy's always gotten me, like the sniper who can who just, you know, has the great shot and can beat you.
I got you. Just because a couple buddies of mine that are up here, of course, they're Habs fans. They keep telling me about Patrick Roy back in the one was mm-hmm. 93 or 86 when he stood on his head and they won the cup that year. And
yeah,
they kind of think Carter Hart is able. They could see him doing it for the Flyers. Maybe not this year, but he could steal.
Maybe he's Marty Brodeur. Who knows?
That'd be great. And man, I wish I had more time, or I wish you had more time. I could tell you like a great story when I went to a Habs Flyers game here back in the playoffs when the Flyers went to the Cup against the Blackhawks.
Oh, okay.
I was getting riled. I was getting, you know, everybody was calling me every name.
Those fans in Montreal were angry?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Everybody thinks Philly fans are bad.
Montreal Canadian fans are bad?
Well, you know what? That's the only game they have in town here. That's, you know.
Wow, I didn't even realize that they were bad out there in Montreal as fans. Who knew?
Huh. Well, somebody told me my uncle was stationed up there at one time, mm-hmm. and in France, and he thinks that the French adds an extra edge to the rudeness when they get angry.
Why? Because they don't like the Americans?
Saying that, no, just that, that apparently if the French influence means when they get angry, they're a little bit meaner.
Especially when they're playing an American team.
Yeah, apparently. So when they're angry, mm-hmm. they have an extra layer of anger that maybe a British person wouldn't have. Yeah, something about the French.
Treated me well in the Chez Paris when I was up there covering the game.
Well,
they're very hospitable at the Chez Paris.
Oh, well, maybe my uncle's wrong.
Let's go to Jay on the cell. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Jay?
So, I called in because, you know, you guys are talking about not really getting into hockey for, you know, whatever reason, but I grew up in Virginia, pretty much in the middle of nowhere in the South, and, like, we didn't have hockey. Like, there's no professional hockey teams anywhere, you know, maybe mm-hmm. Washington or whatever, but so recently my six-year-old started playing hockey, and I was kind of trying to, you know, pick it up, and honestly, he's a video gamer or whatever, so he wanted to get an NHL 19 video game, and I said, you know, whatever, it's $60, I'll grab it. I've learned more and gotten more into hockey after playing, you know, 10 games of that with him than mm-hmm. I have 33 years of watching on TV.
And yeah, a lot of people say that when they play the game, they really get to know the game.
The same thing with Madden. I wasn't the biggest football guy probably, you know, a decade ago, but I mm-hmm. got into that, and I started learning all the plays, learning the flow of the game. Like, I had no idea, you know, the complexity of kind of what goes into, you know, every up and down on the hockey ice. Like, I just mm-hmm. never, like, realized all the different plays and stuff that were going on. So
yeah.
Maybe a suggestion for, you know, the brothers hockey, you know, party. We can, you know, supply some NHL 19 and they'll figure it out.
There you go. NHL 19, that'll be like the first hour of the lesson. And then we'll go to a real game.
Yeah, I'll call Tyrone out right now.
All right, yeah, we got to work on that for our next Fantasy Fest.
Oh, yeah, there
the
you
fan
go.
Fest coming up. We got to have the brother and poor symposium.
There you go. Put some Madden up there, and then it'll be the show, and you'll get the young crowd in there.
Gotcha, Jay.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy.
Well, there'll be no MLB to show there.
No?
They've been trolling Philadelphia fans on social media, that game.
Yeah, they have.
So it's banned for anything related to this program.
They've been
trolling, like blatantly trolling, saying, oh, Philadelphia fans won't like to hear this, or... And they put up a Harper.
The announcer's voice?
No, they just
keep explicitly targeting the Philadelphia fan base.
Yeah, because they know how
predatory.
Bad they, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's like cyberbullying in the city. So there will be no MLB the show there. And we won't be giving out any copies on this program because of the trolling. They're out. Right. But we will play the NHL game. And he said he called me out. He doesn't want any smoke with me. You don't want smoke. I will beat him in that game. You don't want smoke with me as that fan.
Really?
Yeah. He don't want to see me in FIFA. He doesn't want to see me in that. Don't want no smoke.
All right. Let's go to Austin and Villanova. Austin, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Austin.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Austin?
So I have a Sixers podcast that I do. And so I've made some connects in the industry and with the team. I can tell you this about the trade deadline, and they gave me permission to tell this. They're looking to unload Fultz and possibly Shake Milton that sort of tag along with any deal that they make. They also have been trying really, really hard to put a package together for Drew Holiday, Nikola Mirotic, and but if those don't come to fruition, because if we're being honest here, Markelle Fultz sort of hampers your trade value because you don't really know what you can get for him.
You're right. You're right. I don't know what trade value they have to give away.
Exactly. But on the buyout market, they're looking hard at Wesley Matthews.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then I do know that they would flip a second round pick for a guy like Jamal Crawford, if possible. But I think that the biggest need is going to be this the depth at the wing spots, and evidently they think that too. But it's just very frustrating because Markelle Fultz hampers the entire thing.
Well, no question he hampers the entire thing. And that's what we're left with. He is the piece that you trade. You look at who you can trade. You can't trade any of your big players. So you look down, okay, well, we got, who are our expendables? Wilson Chandler, does he have any value? Only in the fact that he's got a contract that's going to expire. Fultz, does he have any value? Who knows? He makes $9 million, but nobody knows whether he even wants to play. Does anybody on their bench have value? No. No one has value. So who do teams really want from the Sixers?
Shamet has some value.
They probably don't want to trade him, but they might have to.
Because people want him.
Yeah.
But you're right, they don't want to trade him.
He's the only guy really that has potential.
Right.
All right. 610-632-0975. We'll see how the boys react to a solid Eastern Conference contender tonight in a must-win situation, I'm thinking. Mike Misnelli Show, right back after this.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Flyers on a roll. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware, with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Flyers won their 8th in a row last night, beating the Canucks 2-1. Carter Hart made 41 of 42 saves.
Ben Hutton into the left circle, gets it back from Goldobin. Now one-timer, Pedersen, loose puck in front. Oh, Hart dives over. I think made that save. It's still 3 in front of the net. And the Flyers, Lindblom, able to deflect it down. Another spectacular save by Carter Hart at the most key moment in the game.
They'll play the Kings on Thursday at 7. You can hear that game on the Fanatic. Sixers welcome the Raptors to town tonight. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 8. NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Keep it locked into the Fanatic for all breaking Sixers news. Few things in life are more stressful than caring for a loved one at home. Jevs Care at Home understands and offers services that help. Visit jevsathome.org to learn more. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Misinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, well, that's the way I saw it. Anyway, we can debate that until the cows come home. I never understood what that expression really meant, until the cows come home. But
that's one of my favorites, actually.
It is. Sounds good, but what's it mean?
I don't know. I assumed that, you know, the cows would just come home at some point, and you had to wait for it. That's what I always thought that it meant.
So the cows are just grazing, and they come home with their own sweet time.
Yeah. I always pictured it as like sunset.
Yeah, that's a cliche that we have to get rid of. The cows come home until you're blue in the face. You know, little things we've been saying and we don't even realize we're saying them.
Right.
Yeah, just mix them all up. I'm all about change. Have you noticed that?
I have. You're very progressive.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like freshen things up. All right, Natalie, it's a final Twitter poll and it is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock. When you need it, Moyer will keep you going this winter time.
Over 1,500 votes today, Mike. Does the Flyers' 8-game winning streak have you more interested in the team as a whole? 67% say yes, 33% say no. So we never reached 70%, unfortunately.
All right. There you go. Did you get any comments when we were talking about the baby carrot yesterday?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Lots of baby carrot comments.
A lot of baby carrot comments?
Yeah, and then I went food shopping. They were on sale for 99 cents, and I just kept on walking.
Should have got them.
Could have put them in my classic salad now.
So you're done? You're done with the baby carrot?
For now. Never be able to look at a carrot the same way again, a baby carrot.
Well, listen, he makes up for it in other ways. He can sing and play guitar.
I suppose.
You know, God only gives you so many attributes.
You have to choose wisely, I guess.
You choose wisely.
I mean, if God came to me and said, all right, here's the deal. You can sing and play guitar like, what's his name?
James Taylor, Adam Levine, you mean?
Adam Levine. Or you can have the other.
The baby carrot.
You don't have to have a baby carrot. You can have a eggplant.
Oh, boy. You don't know what that's. That's already a euphemism.
He doesn't know that.
Sorry, you don't, green squash.
Okay.
You can have.
Okay.
It went out. We'll just select our own.
Well, no, I can't go baby carrot.
I can't. Even though you'd have that wonderful singing
here's the interesting thing about that, though. Oh, if you have all the things he has, by the time a person finds out about the baby carrot, they've already made their decision.
Yeah.
So, like, she's the only one upset. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I can't. I just take it because it's not a given that you won't have talent. It's just not a guarantee you'd have talent. I'll roll the dice.
Listen, let's face it. Men are really sensitive about that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Well, they are, Natalie.
Yeah, I know.
You know why they are? Because women lie.
Yeah, women are liars.
Women lie yeah. and say it doesn't matter to them.
Which is
it does matter.
Which
to
is
them.
Why I said that we don't know that this carrot situation is true when it comes to him.
It's emasculating.
You hope it's not
it's
true.
Awful.
To be compared to a baby carrot.
No, see, I don't believe. I'm not one to go on rumors. I'm really not.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Like, you know.
We don't know if it's a baby carrot. One person said that.
It's more than one.
Two people said that?
Well, if we get to three, it's source enough to publish. We're getting close.
Now there are certain people that don't have to worry about that. Because it's in their genetics.
What, about having a carrot?
About not having a carrot.
About not having a carrot.
You know?
I don't know. Well, I'll never know.
Well, I know.
Well, you pretty much know. You're still in the prime of your dating life.
Yeah, no, I know.
You can match one.
I'll never have to deal. So, Adam Levine's carrot.
Uh-huh.
Speculation.
Suppose you met some new guy.
Oh, boy.
And he happened to, be a good golfer or whatever. He's some nationality.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he's, it's not all that it can be.
Let's get back to the Flyers. How did this turn into a me conversation?
It's got to be a reaction.
I will cross that bridge if I ever get there, and I would never talk about it in front of the entire Delaware Valley.
This is purely fictional. All right?
Put you in a bind, Natalie. Just saying.
Ty, where are you at? Help me out here.
Yeah,
Ty knows what I'm talking about.
It's tough, though. She can't reveal that, though. So you asked her a question she can't answer.
She would reveal it to a girlfriend.
Yeah.
In private, we can't.
Girls do that.
How many people you think are listening to the show?
About a million.
Would never reveal that to Ty or I, but you would reveal it to your girlfriend.
No, you guys are like my coworkers and my brothers.
we're not closer friends than your like closest girlfriend, and you would share that kind of communication with your closest girlfriend. Women, I know women have the way they talk.
Yes, in the privacy of their own homes.
Yeah, and but the privacy cell phones. It gets out.
No, what? So because you're saying
because it's Sally down the lane, and all of a sudden here comes the guy showing up at a party, and then like you know, 10 ladies look at him, you know, with a certain look,
and they think that he has a baby carrot.
Exactly,
because one person told one person, and one person told the other.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's uncomfortable.
All right, now, oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we get out of here, so many people have been asking about this guy. And he's live on the line. I'm telling you, I have taken emails, tweets. How's Bernie from Broomall doing? And he's on the line right now. Bernie!
What? Mikey!
Oh, how you feeling? People want to know.
People want to know. I've been trying to get on for days.
Bernie. The most important thing is you got on and you sound great.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I mean, I feel great. It's just I can't walk. That's the only thing.
Oh, what's going on? What's the latest?
Well, I got to get needles every day for my finger, check my blood sugar, and then I get a needle in my stomach for another for something else. My insulin. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
That's the way you got to do it these days.
You got to do what you got to do.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I just want to know what's going on with Daryl Dawkins. No, I don't hear a word about the guy.
Daryl Dawkins?
Yeah.
What about Daryl Dawkins?
I know he died.
Yeah, he did.
Well, nobody said what did he do, how long was he on the team. You know, I didn't hear nothing about that.
Well, he died a while ago.
Yeah, I understand that.
So it's really, it wasn't like a current topic.
No, I know, and he died of some heart disease or something.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you a big Daryl Dawkins fan, Byrne?
Oh, man, I used to go see him all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And I used to go for free.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He broke all the thing down.
Yes, he did.
You know, Mike?
Yep.
And I liked him a lot, and I used to go see him.
Okay. More important, you're doing well. People wanted to know.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you tell me. Because when I feel good, I want to get on the phone and call you up. But I never get through to you.
Well, you know, listen, I'm sorry about that. Sometimes it's hard to get in.
But
the important
Mike.
Thing is you got in today, and people have been asking me, and I didn't know what to tell them. And so you sound chipper.
I get time, and I appreciate them wanting to hear from me, you know, all that stuff.
Well, that's good, man. You sound chipper. Keep it up.
Mike, how are we doing with the Eagle quarterback?
Well, it's going to be Carson Wentz, and Foles is going to go, Byrne.
He's going to go?
Yep.
They can't keep him?
No, they can't keep them both.
Too much money?
Yep.
All right, I understand, Mike.
Yeah. All right, listen, you take care of yourself and tell the wife we said hello.
All right, can I call again?
Sure, call anytime you want.
All right, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
All right, buddy.
I tell the girl beside you I love her.
All right, we will. There you go. Bernie from Broomall.
I understand.
He's in good spirits.
I'm so happy to hear he's well.
He sounds healthy.
Sounds
like
amazing.
Voice, that's what I mean. He sounds strong.
Oh, that's a nice way to end the show.
It's relief.
Yes.
We got Sound Off coming our way in 5 minutes right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, hit up Sound Off on a Tuesday. 610-771-9705. That is the way you get in. I'm thinking we got a lot of hockey Sound Off calls today. Coming off the Flyers win last night in our discussion about where hockey's place is in the Philadelphia sports hierarchy. Let's see what we got today.
The Flyers are 24-23, the first time they're over 500 this season. And I mean, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. Who knows? But this kid's 7-0 in net with this team. They look like a totally different team, Mike. And yes, Flyer fans still exist because we're here. And the Flyers are here. And we're going to do something. They're going to prove everybody wrong by going to the playoffs. Oops, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, I hope they do go to the playoffs. You know, they can rally, certainly. What, they're 5 points out? They can rally and get into the playoffs.
6 Super Bowls, 4 World Series, a Stanley Cup, and an NBA championship, all within a span of 18 years. What does the city of Boston do that we don't? I need to seriously know. What do they do that we don't?
What do they do that we don't? Management does it the right way. It's as simple as that.
Hey, all y'all Eagles still crying about Wentz. My Rams will take him. If I had him last night, I would have won the damn Super Bowl. Instead of that magical unicorn I had out there throwing the ball nowhere.
Oh, look at that. You're sour on Jared? Come on, man. Jared's still a young quarterback.
They're fans. Remember, these fans are like new, those Rams fans. Mm-hmm. They are a little too harsh on him. They're basically saying he'll never win based on one performance. They're way overboard hating Jared Goff.
Yeah, but they're not even strong enough in numbers to have it, right? I mean, did you hear the disparity? Like, there were hardly any Ram fans in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, and think about it. The Patriots are there all the time. So mm-hmm. These fans, they probably didn't do high bid to get out there. They were just looking like, oh, well, look, we can get a deal because the Rams fans didn't take up, like, their half.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, if they were playing the Eagles fans would have traveled.
They definitely would have.
The Raptors are going to beat the 76ers tonight. Sorry to say, Mike, it's going to be Danny Green and Kawhi shutting down Ben Simmons tonight, and a lot of backdoor cuts and a lot of fast breaks by Siakam dunking the ball.
Well, I'm worried about that, frankly, because it started 4.5, it's down to 3. It's a revenge game for Toronto. Remember, the Sixers punished them at the Wells Fargo Center without a couple of major starters. Siakam wasn't in the lineup, neither was Kawhi. They were missing somebody else in that game. The Raptors are going to be loaded a little bit tonight for them.
Yeah, hats off to Belichick. He turned his defense overnight into the 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense. Still, the Rams have no playmakers. It would have been a whole different story with Nicky Six and the Eagles.
Well, yeah, what it could have been, could have, should have. Yeah, New Orleans State should have been there. No, the Eagles should have been there. It happened to wait there, bro. And that's why the Patriots, once they get there, they get the job done.
Why do I keep hearing Eagles fans call in and say, if the Eagles were there and Carson Wentz is playing, they would have beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. You know what? You wouldn't have. You know why? Brady's the best. The coach is the best, and we have the best team.
We just had a call that suggested that. And listen, I can't say, you got me nailed against the wall. I can't say anything, Patriot fans. I sound like a sore loser. Yeah, you are what you are. You're a winner. I got to admit it.
For the second time, City of Boston gets a World Series and a Super Bowl in the same calendar season. At some point, this city has got to stop winning. At some point, they got to stop winning.
You know, the climate demands winning, which is very important. See, this year, Eagle fans came in a little soft because they had won before. Patriot fans don't do that. They expect to win in next year. Eagle fans learned a valuable lesson. Keep the pedal on the metal.
Well, the national media finally calmed down a little bit about Sean McVay and how great a coach he is. Last year, he lost as a home favorite against the Falcons in the playoffs. Doug Peterson beat the Falcons as an underdog in the playoffs. Dougie P took down the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year, something McVay couldn't do, couldn't even score one touchdown. Dougie P, the much better coach than Sean McVay.
Let me see. We're at a party. We got 3 beers in us, Tyrone. We got a bunch of guys sitting around. We asked that question. Would you rather have Dougie P or would you have Sean McVay as a coach? What's the answer? Consensus.
It's probably McVay, but I disagree with it.
So you would go Dougie P?
He's 2-0 against them.
All right. Well, maybe the consensus would come out to be Dougie P. I don't know. I just asked the question. It's a three-beer question.
No, to me, it is Dougie. He's beat him head-to-head, not that he plays the game. And when he went against Belichick, he matched him and beat him. And McVay was overmatched.
Okay.
He was overmatched.
Not so sure I'd go there.
Well, how many? When he beats Doug once, then I'll go with you.
Okay. All right.
Saturday night, watching the Sixers, your boy McConnell is cussing Cook. Your boy Stamet, he shouldn't even be on the court. Your boy Bolden, send him down to the 87ers.
Oh, all of a sudden, I got some credibility, huh? All of a sudden, I got some cred. Okay.
I'm calling a violation on Major League Baseball, and this is the reason that their numbers are declining. Now, all base percentage, whip, war, all that stuff, yeah, that's good for, you know, behind the scenes. When presenting it to the audience, presenting it to kids, it's too many numbers. They've overcomplicated it. It's made it into math nerds. When we're trying to watch a sport.
So kids are these days. They're back nerds. They're more numbered nerds than we ever were when we grew up. So how's it turning them off? What's turning them off is the pace of the game. And the kids don't like the pace of the game. Maybe fewer play it, but still, you still get great major leaguers. I mean, for all the American kids that may be bored by baseball, Latino kids have replaced them quite adequately.
Oh, my bad. I thought I was still watching the Super Bowl. What a snoozer. I forgot the game was even being played after the second quarter, that I fell asleep, and I woke up at the end of the game when they were kissing and hugging at the end. What a game. It was terrible. One of the worst Super Bowls I've ever been a part of.
Well, if your fans of the hammer, the lackluster Super Bowl. It was a lackluster Super Bowl. And I guess the only excitement was did you see a little pink when Tommy Brady kissed the Kraft? Was there a little pinky? Huh? Natalie, did you see a little
pink? I didn't spot any.
You didn't spot any? Were you looking for it?
I mean, the internet was.
Yeah? What'd they say?
No. No pink spotted.
Just straight press up against the...
I suppose.
...type of situation?
Mm-hmm.
All right, close it down, Tyler.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705 for future reference tonight. Sixers and Raptors at 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And until then, Devon Gibbons will take you right into the game, and then we'll hang out afterwards. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The winning continues. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. Flyers won their 8th in a row last night, beating the Canucks 2-1. Carter Hart saved 41 of 42 shots.
And Silver on the far side bounces out in front. Here's Sutter with a shot. And Carter Hart made the save. 1-on-1 with Sutter. We got a Flyer penalty coming up as that puck bounced perfectly for Vancouver out in front of the goal. And Carter Hart had to come up with a big save. Patrick is going in here.
They'll play the Kings on Thursday at 7. You can hear that game on the Fanatic. Sixers return home to welcome the Raptors to town tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 8. NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Keep it locked into the Fanatic all week for all your latest breaking Sixers news. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzinelli. 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.